So today on Rotary Matters, it's a great privilege for us to have as our guest, Dr. Marta Condemo. Dr. Marta is the General Secretary for Women and Families of the Church of Christ in Congo. It's a national organization that oversees 105 Protestant denominations in the vast nation of 95 million people. Marta is a member of the Disciples of Christ community in Congo, who are a partner of Hand Up Congo, which we speak about from time to time on this program. Marta is visiting Australia for the first time, focused on learning about innovative women's health and livelihood initiatives to see what may be replicable in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or the DRC. So over the next 3 months, while she's here, she's going to be meeting with a wide range of organizations that deal with such issues as domestic violence prevention, conflict resolution, peace building, disability services, and youth engagement. Marta is 44. She's an academic and a pastor. She has an honors graduate in theology from the Congo Protestant University and holds a PhD and master's degrees from the University of South Africa. She's been widely published and facilitates regular workshops on such topics as poverty and its impact on women, as well as gender justice. So, Marta Condemo, welcome. Welcome to you. Welcome to Australia. And welcome to our program, Rotary Matters. Now, for the benefit of our listeners, can you please tell us geographically, where is the Democratic Republic of Congo? And where within that country do you live yourself?
The Democratic Republic of Congo, in short, DRC, is a country located in Central Africa. The DRC possesses the largest land mass in Africa after Algeria. It has the second largest rainforest in the world after the Amazon, with exceptional natural resources, including minerals such as cobalt, coltan, significant arable land, and immense biodiversity. Most people in DRC have not benefited from this world. So I come from the Equatorial region, located in the northern west part of the DRC. The population is estimated at 8 million and is made up of three main ethnic groups, namely the Bangala, where I belong, the Mongo, and the Pygmy.
Okay, so thank you for fixing that for us. I don't think many people here would have realized just how big the Congo is, or let alone how large is the population. Tell us, Marta Condemo, something about the standard of living in your country, and how does that compare with the standard of living that we have here in Australia?
If I compare the standard of living, I can say that Australia has one of the highest standard of living compared to DRC. DRC is among the five poorest nations in the world. Nearly 62% of Congolese, around 60 million people, live on less than $1 a day. So it's a very poor country with a very low living standard compared to Australia.
Of course. And what language, Marta, is spoken in the DRC?
The language that is spoken, I think we have about 250 ethnic groups and more than 700 languages and dialects in DRC. But French is the most dominant because it's the official language. And we have also four national languages, and I speak four of the languages that are spoken in DRC.
Right. So why is French so widely spoken in the DRC?
French, like I said, is our official language and is the language that we use when we go to school. So we learn and we do everything officially in French. Almost all of our documentation are written in French.
So did the French at one time occupy the Congo?
No, we were colonized by Belgium, but they didn't teach us their language, so it was French that they taught us.
Ah, okay. So what is the political situation today in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, DRC has a long history of conflict, political instability, and authoritarian rule that have led an ongoing humanitarian crisis. More than 6 million people have been displaced by conflict. The political system in the DRC has been paralyzed in recent years by the manipulation of electoral process by political elite. The DRC is a country without any respect for human rights, and it is marked by violence, crime, corruption, mismanagement, and extreme poverty. The people lack stable income, education, health, and living standards, such as access to potable water, high child mortality rate, and low life expectancy. The country has many challenges, but thanks to mostly to churches, school, and hospital are functioning. So it's what I can say about the actual political situation.
Very, very different to what you're seeing here in Australia. But tell us something about women's health in the DRC. What is that standard, Marta? And what are the problems, the main issues that are confronted by women?
Yeah, women in DRC struggle with many health problems as a result of poor health care, infrastructure, and lack of financial and government support. Maternal and child health remain a critical issue in DRC. Access to proper maternal health care services, including skilled birth attendants and necessary facility, is still a challenge in many regions, leading to high maternal and infant mortality rates. We appreciate project partners like Rotary Australian with Community Services and Hand Up Congo, which have been helping us for many years with emergency medicine education, obstetric emergency training, and family planning.
So Marta has just mentioned Hand Up Congo. This is a charitable organization set up by a very passionate Rotarian, Lucy Hobgood-Brown, who has been instrumental in inviting Dr. Marta Condemo to come and visit us here in Australia. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, Marta is the General Secretary for Women and Families of the Church of Christ in Congo. And over the next 3 months, she's going to be meeting a wide range of organizations here that deal with issues such as domestic violence prevention, conflict resolution, peace building, disability services, and youth engagement. Marta, tell us, how do you think women can break the cycle? How can they escape the poverty that they're confronted with in your country?
Yes, first, I think by being educated, addressing Congo's culture barrier to women access to formal employment, by improving women access to land, because women are working more on the land, but they don't own land. Supporting women income generating initiative will help women to escape poverty.
So why can't women access land at the moment? Is it they simply cannot afford it financially, or are there other barriers that prevent them from accessing land?
Yeah, there are barriers because we are a patriarchal society. So in that society, a woman doesn't inherit from his parents. So the inheritance goes to the male. So that doesn't give women access to the land.
Right. And so in terms of income generating opportunities, what are they most likely to be?
Yeah, most of the time is through small businesses that women are running. Yeah, and some also they have some like agricultural project, small project, and what they produce from this field. So they sell it in the market and it helps them to take care of their family and their livelihood. Yeah.
So some of these women would be single, that they may have lost a husband or never had a husband and they're having to survive on their own.
Yes. Some might, they are married and they're also many single. And there are also some who are widow, yeah, who are taking care of their families.
So is this what we mean by gender justice?
Yeah, I understand gender justice as the full equality and equity between women, men, LGBT, and non-binary people in all spheres of life. But in DRC, gender justice requires ending the inequality between women and men. So that is understanding.
Right. What about things like same-sex marriage? Is that legal in the DRC?
No,
No.
same-sex marriage is not legal. The DRC law does not recognize same-sex marriage. Culturally, most Congolese believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
Right. Is this changing our attitudes, changing towards acceptance of same-sex relationships and same-sex marriage?
Yeah, depending on people, like myself, I don't have any problem with that. And some people, so they don't have problem with it. But the church is still really radical and the government is not also, even though they are existing, but is not really recognized by law. Yeah.
So you are a pastor in your church, the Church of Christ Community in Congo. Do your fellow pastors share this same view that it's something that doesn't have a same-sex marriage does not have a place in Congolese society, or are some of them warming up to the idea of what we now accept, particularly in the West or in Australia for that matter?
Yes, some are warming and most they don't know even what it means. But when we are open to the other side of the world is when now we get to know and to understand and to accept it. But some are open to accept it. Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about a country, 95 million people, with a relatively low standard of living compared to that which we enjoy here in Australia. You've come to Australia, you're here for 3 months. Tell us, Marta Kondemo, what do you hope to learn during your visit here?
Yeah, I aim to learn from Australia a lot, like from the Australian experience. So how to empower women, how to promote sexual equality and give women a strong voice, how to improve women health, reduce child death rate by improving the health of their mother, how to create a safe place for women, and also how to like make to get some idea for environment protection. So it's that time I aim.
So how will you achieve those aims? Is it that have you got appointments lined up with people? Are you talking to groups? Are you meeting government agencies here in Australia? How will you acquire this information?
Yeah, I have already met with many interesting people who have introduced me to innovative way of thinking. Now I have to adapt this idea to Congo context.
Okay, so Rotary is what has brought you and I together on this conversation this afternoon. You live in Madanka in the Equator province of DRC. Is there a Rotary club in that town?
Yes, the Rotary Club of Ekanga exists and it started a few years ago. And together with Australian Rotarian, planted the first Rotary Peace Pole in my country in January 2023, and that in Mbandaka. And now, according to the information that I have, now there are about 35 Rotary Clubs in DRC.
85. So, for those who don't know the peace pole idea, can you explain what a peace pole means, what it symbolizes, and what it looks like?
Yeah, a peace pole is like the one in Mbandaka. So it was implanted in a Carrefour where, yeah, everyone. So it is like a symbol of peace that, yeah, bring peace and innovation and hope to the population. So,
So, what is inscribed on the pole?
it's right in the first peace pole in Mbandaka or in so. They put the Rotary symbol, so yeah.
Okay, so you're here, and I know you're talking to quite a number of Rotary clubs during your visit to Australia. So, what role has Rotary, in fact, played in arranging your visit to Australia? How was it financed, for example?
Yeah, it is to Rotary Club of Greater Sydney and Hand Up Congo that I was able to get Royce and Jane Abbey Vocational Scholarship for me to travel to Australia. Rotary and Hand Up Congo are the main facilitator of my stay here in Australia. Royce Abbey was, for those who doesn't know, was an Australian who served as Rotary International President in 1988. to 1989. The scholarship is facilitated by the Rotary Club of Essen in Victoria. So they are playing really a big role in facilitating and organizing everything while I'm here.
So listeners, this scholarship that Marta's referring to is in the name of Royce and Jean Abbey. Royce was a very prominent Rotarian in Australia, and funds were obviously made available through him to enable the scholarship such as the one that Marta is taking. Marta, thank you very much indeed for telling us about the DRC, telling us about the country, and telling us about what you expect to achieve over the next 3 months while you're a guest here in Australia. On behalf of this program, Rotary Matters, like to thank you very much and wish you well over the next few weeks in your stay here in Australia. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Adam, for this opportunity that have been given to me to speak to this.